Quincy is accustomed to highs and lows. Situated along the banks of the Mississippi River, flooding brought disaster to the town, most recently in 2008. But the flood of woes connected to the current economic downturn are harder to find in Quincy. Which is why President Obama may have chosen Quincy for his White House to Main Street campaign, according to Amy Luton, executive director of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce.
If he's looking for a community to show the rest of the country that, you know, things are turning around and communities, small communities like ours have survived the economic recession, I think he's found it here in Quincy.
She says the hallmarks of the recession, like plummeting real estate values and widespread layoffs, have largely avoided Quincy.
The biggest layoff we had in manufacturing was probably 50 people.
But Quincy is no stranger to hardship. Several thousand jobs were lost when electronics manufacturer Motorola moved away in 1976. The town has seen a steady decline in manufacturing ever since. While Quincy's current unemployment rate is slightly lower than state and national averages, a growing concern is financial regulation, which President Obama addressed here.
And we need it today. We don't need it next year.
Many residents are concerned about their savings and how to protect them.
My retirement was affected on Wall Street with everything that's happened and lost a lot of money through that. So I believe something needs to be done.
Rena Quiggle is an Obama supporter who works in nearby Iowa. She wants to see bipartisan support for financial regulation.
I think that both sides of the aisle really need to come together, but if the Democrats have to put it together, then hey, I'm all for them. I'm 100% behind it.
Even those opposed to many of President Obama's initiatives agree that reform is needed. Tea Party member and local business owner Bruce Bruning is one.
A lot of companies are, their retirement plan isn't what it was before then, and we're kind of just dissatisfied with the way things are being run on Wall Street, and just need change.
That change on Wall Street is a top priority for President Obama and Democratic lawmakers as they seek to secure the largest financial regulation package since the Great Depression. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Quincy, Illinois.